If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
Yes, excellent, thank you. Microsoft and E3, the world's largest gaming convention, currently happening right now. Tell us about it.
Well, if you're a gamer, which most of us were at some point until life caught up with us and gave us no time, you know the story. But back in the days, two key things that popped out of the whole thing. There have been announcements all over the weekend. The show runs from now till tomorrow, I think. Then it's over. But essentially, E3 has become the launch platform for all the new games, all the new consoles, and all the new interesting stuff going on around gaming. And it's very different to esports. Esports is something that a lot of people talk about, and it's all this competitive gaming with, you know, with guys called shoutcasters who do all sorts of interesting stuff. We'll talk about that some other time. But gaming has focused very strongly on two areas these days, and that's consoles. So who doesn't remember their first Xbox or their PS1 or PS2? Now the launch of the PS5 and the new Xbox is imminent. And what was really interesting, Sony weren't at E3 this year, but Microsoft were, and they were rolling out two key things that really got me a little bit interested. The first one is the new version of the Xbox coming early next year. And I spoke about what was going on at Computex, where AMD launched all their new technology, all their new chipsets, all their new video chipsets, etc. Well, the new Xbox is going to be based on some of the latest technology from AMD. And they're promising a console that's going to be up to 5 times faster on a processor level than the current one, and up to a magnitude faster on video and hard drive level. So if you're a gaming geek and you play console games, which still, despite all the gaming that happens on mobile and despite all the gaming that's happening, you know, outside of the basic console that you plug into your big screen TV, is still the most powerful platform of running games, even compared to some of the monstrous PCs that I saw. So console gaming is slick, it's easy. There's a brand new controller coming from them as well, which looks pretty insane. Also, will connect to your iPad, just by the by. So to throw Apple into that. But you can connect an iPad gaming console, a Microsoft gaming console to your iPad to play games on that as well. So big announcements from Microsoft. But one of the coolest things they launched, I don't know how many people out there actually do this, but do you remember Flight Simulator?
Of course. Oh, I loved a Flight Simulator. Maybe it's a sign of my age, but I loved a Flight Simulator. Wow.
Well, it was one of the first things that took us into a new world with our early adopter PCs. Well, Flight Simulator came out, in fact, before Windows. It ran on DOS, which was another thing that shows people's ages I'm not mentioning. But Flight Simulator is coming back next year. How's that?
That is so cool. That is cool. I'm in.
So you might have to just fork out for a new console. The one thing that they did mention is that this console will play games from every single or the last 4 generations of consoles. So what's happened with massive processing power, the old days of compatibility are gone. Most of the games that came on those little shiny things called CDs, I'm also trying to understand the days of the CD, those will be all able to be streamed. But there's a huge shift in this. One, the consoles are just more powerful than the average, computer of any age. They're unbelievably powerful. You can launch spaceships, take over, you know, countries. That's how powerful they are. They also can play anything. So everything's available on the cloud. All games will be able to be streamed. And they have another feature which will stream games through your console to your handset. So you can actually use your phone as a controller through your console and get all the power of the console with the graphics streaming directly to your handset. So you can play, and you can do that over the internet. So you can play anywhere. You can play against anyone simply on your phone. No console needed, other than the main console that you work through. But the cool thing about Flight Simulator is that it's going to have all the latest planes, all the latest releases, And there's a strong possibility that it'll also work with VR and AR goggles, which are the next sort of generation of things. So you'll be actually in the cockpit. How's that? For a nice little twist to the tail. So you'll be flying in the cockpit, looking out the window in almost real time, playing your flight simulator. Of course, E3 had a ton of other games from Ubisoft. There are so many more games and bits and pieces, but Microsoft absolutely dominated this one. And there's some really, really cool stuff. So if you want to find out more, listen in on Thursday. I'm going to go into some of the games. If you're even a latent gamer, there's something for everybody. There's some amazing new games. The features and the technology involved, these games are going to look unbelievably real. There's something they got called ray tracing, which is ray tracing is the light that falls on natural objects. And the processes have got so powerful that you can actually see sunlight and the effect of reflected light. So not just sunlight on a scene, but how sunlight can reflect off water, for example, can reflect off the bonnet of your car when you're driving a racing game. So the effects, the sheer impact of how real these things look is staggering. I saw some of that at Computex, and it's actually quite unbelievable. The sort of gap between real and virtual is getting pretty close. Science fiction, I know, but it's happening. So you'll be flying the latest plane soon.
Absolutely. I will definitely be doing exactly that. Time is 8:38. Stephen Ambrose, as always, you can listen to him 11 o'clock on a Thursday for a full hour of the latest tech. 8:38, I'm Howard Philbin. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. We'd love to hear from you on 34519 or 061-895-1019.